Hello and welcome to the Science Fiction Book Review Podcast. My name is Luke Burridge and this is the show where I review every single science fiction book that I read as I read it. There's no set schedule, it's just whenever I finish a book. I do the review, stick it up here on the podcast feed. Today's a weird episode because I'm not really reviewing a book. And it's not really science fiction, although there's some science fiction stuff in there. The story of this one starts that there's a forum that I chat on, and I asked on this forum, I said, okay, we're all sharing lists of podcasts, because people are saying, oh, I listen to these podcasts, and then put 20 podcasts down. Oh, I listen to these podcasts, and then another 20, 30 of 10 podcasts listed. And it was really difficult to pick up, you know, what people, you know, said, you know, what their main... Their main recommendations were, because, you know, it might be a podcast that they like because they're interested in a specific topic or something. So, for example, someone here on the says BBC Global News, SE Radio, The Infinite Monkey Cage, Gamers with Jobs Conference Call, TYT, Rachel Maddow, Geek Nights, Ludology, Hello Internet, Linear, and you just listen, like, go through a big list of that. And I'm just like, okay, that's not very handy for me to pick out, like, what is one of those. So I said on the forum, okay, instead of just big lists, which I like, how about we all recommend just one podcast, not your favorite podcast, but the one you're most excited or interested to share? And so I shared one, which is, you know, not really relevant to this. But somebody said, as far as a single recommendation, probably The Adventure Zone. It's three sweet, sweet brothers playing D&D with their dad. The production value and goofs are all top notch. So I thought, okay, great. I will check out this one recommendation, The Adventure Zone. And this was back in February, and that timing is quite important, which I'll get onto in a minute. So often what happens with me is that there'll be somebody who creates something, and they'll create something else, and they'll create something else, and there'll be like three or four different things that they'll create. And it's only when something clicks in, I was like, oh, this is the same person who does this thing and this thing and this thing, you know. And that's kind of what happened to me, you know, it's happened to me many times where I'll be like, oh, I didn't realize I'm already a fan of you because I've seen you on this video. I think that's what happened with the Hello Internet podcast. Someone said, oh, okay, you're doing a podcast with this person over here. So I went to listen to that, and I was like, oh, this is Brady Heron on this podcast, who I've been watching his videos for probably 3 or 4 years by the time I first started listening to the Hello Internet podcast. I was already a fan of him in one place, and then I was like, oh, and he also has a podcast over here. Great. So then, you know, you go back through the archives and you listen to this. The same thing happened with me with The Adventure Zone, because I'd been watching a series of videos online called Carboys, which is it's two guys, Nick and Griffin, playing a computer game. BeamNG.drive is the name of the computer game, and it's a series. They just play it, and you crash cars into each other, and there's other things and different characters. And what I really enjoyed about that isn't just that there were two funny comedy guys going, is that there's this emergent storytelling that as things happened, you know, this character would come back, and this would become a quest for this character. And this is a computer game with no story. There is no story in BeamNG. It's literally just, okay, here is a car, here is an environment, or here's another vehicle, drive it round and smash it into things. And that has its own storyline. And if you want a fun comedy epic storytelling, it's weird to say this about people crashing cars, and, you know, go and check out the Carboys. There's a whole playlist that you can just type in Carboys into Google. You'll find it there. Just click on the first link, a Polygon series. I just did it there. So that's a really fun thing. And so I downloaded the first episode of The Adventure Zone and started listening to that first, you know, and literally someone comes on and says, hey, my name's Griffin. And I'm like, oh, great, that's Griffin from Carboys. I'm already a fan of Griffin McElroy from this other thing that he does over here. So straight away, I knew that I was in good hands because I knew the person. I know he's funny. I know he's got some fun storytelling ideas and character ideas. And at this point, there was already a lot of episodes to get through. There was something like 50 episodes to go through. And so I just started in. And that was my introduction to The Adventure Zone. Since then, I've worked out that the people involved, the McElroy brothers and their dad, Clint, have other podcasts and other things, and actually some other things that I'd been aware of or I'd heard before. One of their main podcasts is My Brother and Me, it's okay. I'm not that big of a fan of it. I've listened to a few episodes, But there's some other things that I've enjoyed by them, bits and pieces. Mostly, actually, video game stuff. I don't play video games. I'm much more of someone who watches other people play video games and enjoys it that way. So I've seen different things in that area. So, yeah, the Adventure Zone. I've also listened to a few different podcasts where people play Dungeons and Dragons and or other role-playing games, and you just listen along with them, and as long as they are funny people, entertaining people, with a good dungeon master or games master or whatever it is, it can become a very fun, entertaining process, a very entertaining product. There was the Incomparable podcast did one. I listened to some guys from Penny Arcade, which is an online comic, but they have their own events and stuff. They did one. I enjoyed parts of that too. Normally, though, I just stick with it until I kind of get used to the ideas and the characters, and there's some fun stuff. But I often find as it goes on, there isn't a lot of development in terms of I don't know. It's a fun format for comedy, let me put it that way, and a fun idea for getting a group of people together who are, you know, good improvisers or good comedy people, and they start doing stuff, and comedy comes out. But it's not always the best storytelling, and I think what sets the Adventure Zone apart is this: some planned storytelling goes into it, some preparation, but so much emergent storytelling, and it's long form. They started the podcast. Let me actually just check here. I have the they started this first adventure called The Balance Arc, and they started it in 2014. So in April 2014, and it just finished. Total length, here it goes, 69 episodes, and if you listen to all of the episodes back-to-back, 82 hours, 6 minutes and 36 seconds, which, to be honest, is quite long, but it isn't just a single block. There's different mini-arcs within it, like different chapters within this main story. And and I guess I jumped in at a pretty good time in some ways, because all of this was done, and as soon as one episode finished, I'd be like, great, I can now marathon through it. So I would generally do one chapter at a time. There's eight main chapters. So as it was going through, I finished my marathon at around about the end of the chapter 6 of 8, and so there was just like 2 last chapters to go to wrap it all up. Now, my problem with this is that I think I actually jumped in at the wrong time. Because the first 6 chapters were very kind of like straight down the middle, like Dungeons and Dragons, like here is an adventure, go on the adventure, solve this thing, get this thing, kill the bad guy, do whatever, and fine. And of course there are, it wasn't really sticking with the Dungeons and Dragons rules exactly, but I've not played recent Dungeons and Dragons or anything like that, so I don't know exactly what rules were being broken or what wasn't done exactly correctly, which is fine. But like I say, it's mostly just straight down the middle. Okay, here's some people, there's different characters, non-player characters come back, and there's a whole story going through. But then at the end of that 6th chapter, it goes, okay, now we're going to do something completely different. We're going to go back in time, and we're going to go back to all the time before the adventure and actually fill in all of the backstory. And it became a lot less adventuring and a lot less roll a dice and a lot less, you know, roll initiative and attack here and do all that kind of stuff. And it suddenly became a lot more, right, okay, we've got some dense storytelling to do, backstory, filling it in. And it became a lot less comedy, although there was a lot of comedy through it. It became a lot less focused on the comedy and adventuring part and, you know, collecting gold and magical objects and stuff, and much more about, okay, we gotta have to fill in this story. And while that was enjoyable, and I think it was a really interesting storytelling challenge, which I'll get onto later, it did slow down quite a lot. And it was at the time when I couldn't just listen to the episodes back to back to back to back. I had to then wait 2 weeks and then get the next episode, and then wait another 2 weeks and then get the next episode, which, again, is fine, but it just did feel like the story and the forward momentum slowed down at exactly the point of exactly the time when my rate of listening slowed down. But now the whole thing is finished. as I said, the whole first story, 69 episode, 82 hour storytelling section is done, and it is a pretty impressive feat of storytelling, considering it took 3 years to create and four people involved in the storytelling to create a story pretty much from nothing, inspired by various different bits and pieces. I think it's a really good journey to take, and now it's all out. You can do what I did, is marathon a chapter, let it stew for a while, go through the next chapter, or just go all the way through 82 hours in a row. And that's why I can now actually talk about this on this podcast, is because it's a complete story, and it is actually quite an amazing story, because there's lots of kind of like fantasy and science fiction tropes that are thrown in, and stuff that's directly inspired by, you know, existing things. Like, for example, there's this one thing, they're like, okay, there's a car chase that's going on, and the guys in the podcast, which is outside of the main episodes of the podcast, they have not just the Adventure Zone, but the Adventure Zone, where they talk about what's going on in the podcast and answer listener questions and clarify story points or rules that might have slipped past people and say, hey, what happened to this thing or what happened there? And they actually said that, oh, this one, I just watched Aliens and I wanted to do something on a spaceship in space, which was a bit spooky and a bit horror, in a spaceship, isolated spaceship flying through space. So that's why that chapter exists. Another one's like, oh yeah, I've just been watching Fast and the Furious and wanted to do a car chase across a desert where people are battling between the cars. I was listening to that and I was like going, woohoo, Mad Max, this is the Fury Road chapter. But like I said, actually no, it was Fast and the Furious, and they said, well, we just want to do an adventure story where some guys get in some cars and race across the desert. And it's really great. It is a fantastic Mad Max Fury Road style, or, you know, Fast and the Furious style adventure with a climactic race, which takes actually quite a few episodes for them to get through the race, because there's so much detail and so much drama and the tension's going up, and then there's these other things that they've got to fight while racing and going, all that kind of stuff. So that's they can pull in story elements from a very diverse thing, because there's not a lot of interest in making things not work. Like, for example, they go, right, okay, now we're going to do a time travel adventure. And I'm like, oh, okay, how is this time travel adventure? And the things that come out of the time travel adventure, when there's four people creating the story, it makes it much more, I don't know, much richer than you would get with one person, because when somebody says something, as soon as they say something, it becomes the way that the podcast or the way that the story is. When a character says something, it's like, okay, that is now it. Or if there's someone rolls a dice and something comes up unexpectedly, or they explore in a different direction and they just make something up, then that becomes it. And sometimes the story does get a little bit like, well, I'd say not bogged down, but sometimes you go off in a different way and you're like, oh, okay, well, it probably would have been better if they didn't do that. But in so many ways that the they go in a direction, you're like, oh, that opens up way more things in this direction that they could probably would never have, you know, one person would think, oh, what about that? And they'd immediately go, oh, no, that's probably not a good idea. But when it comes down to another character saying, oh, no, we really should go over there, or they roll a dice, which means that they can't go in the direction that they wanted to, and they have to go in a different direction. I know, it just led to some richer things, and including, which I don't want to spoil, but some time travel things which I've not seen before, and some fantasy elements and some some concepts, the way that in one case there is some time travel and the way that the timelines match up with each other is something which it would work in a story, but the way that the story is being told, I don't know, it just works in ways and is affecting to me as a listener, and obviously to the guys involved in the story, in a way which is, I don't know, I've not heard that in, or read that in previous books, I've not seen it in movies, I've not played it in games, and it just works out. And I don't know where all of these storylines come from or being drawn from, but it works really well. If I was going to review this as like a normal book, which I normally normally do in this podcast, review books, like, you know, I talk about the writing style, but it's very different to, of course, normal, because, again, the writing comes out of the Griffin McElroy, who is the dungeon master and the main host of the podcast, he had some story ideas and where they go, but each time a new character comes along, you don't know if the character is going to be important or not important, or if they're going to be, you know, if they're going to be an enemy or not an enemy, you know, all those different kind of things that come up. And that, how important those characters become, it just comes out of the, like say, the collaboration, the collaborative storytelling. But what I was saying before is, like, a lot of it was, you know, comes out of that, but some of it was set. And I was just listening to, that's why I'm doing this podcast now, because I wanted to listen to the final, the Adventure Zone, where they talk about the entire story arc and, like, you know, saying, okay, when did you have this idea? Or when did that idea, or when did you know that that character was going to be over here doing this thing? You know, when was this character suddenly one of the most important characters, and why was that? And it was interesting to go through, and again, I don't want to give this away, and you should just listen to it yourself. I guess now I am doing... now I'm talking about the Adventure Zone podcast. So now I guess this could be the Adventure Zone podcast episode. I know it's a tricky thing, but again, it's sort of like when you look back, it's a fun way of seeing not a story, a completed story that's been, you know, finished and written and completely written, and then done a editing pass through, and then, you know, the line edit comes through, and, you know, it goes off to here, or maybe it gets, you know, the publishers come back and say, oh no, maybe this change, or the editor comes back, or the publisher saying, oh, we need this. Wait, no, it's like you actually see the creation of the storyline all the way through, and the amount of not retconning, but like the amount of like retroactive, like, oh, in this place the characters didn't know it at the time, and the people playing those characters, you know, the guys playing those characters didn't know it at the time, and the dungeon master didn't know it at the time, but this thing, now we know that was happening there, and it kind of retroactively casts back through the story and go, oh, right, now, okay, that makes sense, when they said that, you can make it make sense like this way, and it makes it, like, I don't know, richer. I kind of want to listen to the podcast again, knowing what I know at the end, and going, oh, what was in there? And of course, it was never in there at the start. It's like people saying, oh, yeah, in Star Wars, you know, it's obvious that this was here, and that was there. It's like, no, Luke and Leia were not brother and sister when the first Star Wars movie was made. That was never a thing until the third movie. This second movie, they weren't brother and sister. Otherwise, it'd be weird that they would make them kiss at the start. You know, that thing only comes back, and then you cast back, and you see, you know, you see later story decisions going backwards in time. So it's interesting to see that, like, fluidly through, like, episode by episode happening. Like I say, in books, it can happen, you know, book by book, or movies, movie by movie. Here, it's like episode by episode, the story is being created. And, yeah, so that's good. Another thing that I like is that a lot of the storytelling, where it's not the guys playing and it's just the dungeon master saying, you do this and you do this, because he's saying, oh, you see this and you do this, I really like the second person storytelling style. It's like, you see that, or and by the end it becomes, well, we see this. And I was like, oh, that's incredible. Because the way that the storytelling, because it's a story about story, like the final episode is called Story and Song, or the Day of Story and Song, or the final, not episode, the final chapter, it becomes, oh, this is a story about storytelling and people creating worlds. And that's what they're doing. They're storytelling and creating worlds with a podcast. But that becomes what the overall story is, about people who are storytelling and creating worlds. And that kind of meta stuff really works for me, and it's because it's being told from the point of view, like, the person creating the story is now kind of someone within the story. It doesn't say, you see this, and you see this, or you do this, or you go in that. It's like, we do this, we see this, we all see this. In other words, everybody here in this creation and outside of the creation that we built here is seeing this kind of stuff. So, that's good fun. What do I want to talk about? Oh, yeah, like the characters and stuff. Let's go over to the Wikipedia page. Oh, no, let's go to the Adventure Zone Wikia page. Player characters. Justin McElroy is Tarko, who is an elf wizard. Travis McElroy is Magnus Burnsides, who is a fighter guy, also a bit of a rogue guy, and Clint McElroy is Merle Highchurch, who is the a dwarf cleric healer kind of person. So those are the main characters. However, the main characters are only part of it. And there is so many of the non-player characters, which are created pretty much out of nothing by, like, oh, we need a character to do this. But again, like I say, it's really interesting. I don't really want to spoil it, but it's really interesting that you think it's just going to be, oh, three characters going on adventures. But each person that they meet along the way, like I say, could become someone bigger. Actually, I don't need to go into too much about that. But anyway, these characters are really great fun, really interesting backstories as they develop. However, what I really enjoyed about this is that they are being challenged. Justin, what are the names again? Oh, I should have. Justin and Travis and Clint are being challenged by Griffin to, like, explore their characters in ways which, I don't know, I've never seen that in Dungeons & Dragons podcast, the D&D podcast, playthrough podcast that I've listened to before, to the point where in that final, hey, we're going to go back in time and look at these characters' backstories and fill in their story part, there is just suddenly going, there's like major characters introduced into their lives, and the guys just have to deal with it. And I can kind of see why at the start of that you're like, oh, this is weird storytelling, but it's like, it's not easy storytelling for the people involved. It's suddenly like saying, okay, now you're gonna have to do this, but just imagine you've forgotten this section of your life, including you've forgotten that you had a twin sister. And you're like, oh, I thought I was like this way because of what I remember. But it turns out there's this person who used to, that you've now forgotten via magic stuff, whatever. You've now forgotten. But you now have to deal with the fact that there's someone who means so much to you. And again, I'm just repeating something now that they said in the Adventure Zone's own podcast, where they just like, oh, that's a real challenge to suddenly be put in that position to have your character that you thought you knew what they were like for, you've been living this character for like 2 years and being in this character for 2 years. Now there's just this massive change to their character and you've got to deal with it. And your character's got to deal with it. You know, let's go. Where does that lead you? And like I say, the early things are much more like, hey, adventure, woohee, we're going on adventure, we're fighting and driving and flying and doing all these other cool stuff. And then, like I say, at the end, it's like, hey, okay, we've had fun up until now, and this next section is going to be really fun, but we've got to work out why you've been doing all of this. And it gets pretty heavy, and it gets pretty, like, again, the storytelling, when they go away from the normal D&D stuff, gets, like, super, like, again, it's just storytelling that I've never experienced before. You know, episode by episode, and I've never really read this in fiction, like any science fiction or fantasy stories that I've read where someone suddenly goes, okay, now this extra thing that's happened to you, and now let's go back, and now everything that's happened to you has to be recast in this light. It does happen, but it's often like, ooh, and now the twist is, da-da, and it's like, okay, that was a twist, and now we can move on, or that was a twist, but it doesn't happen to me very often that I read a book, and there's suddenly a twist, and they go, right, that's the twist, and now we've got to literally live through your entire life again, with this extra bit of knowledge, or with this extra character in your life who means this much to you, or with this extra, I'm just using that one thing as an example because they did on the podcast. Anyway, I think it's an exciting storytelling adventure. Like, the adventure of them telling the story is as exciting as the story that they're telling, like I say. And that's what the podcast is about. Oh, that's what this story is about, too. What else have we got here? Let's go down and see the Wikipedia page. The host, Justin, the oldest brother, lives in Huntington, West Virginia, and works as editor-in-large at Polygon, a video game website. Travis, the middlest brother, lives in Cincinnati, Ohio, and worked as a master carpenter for Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. And Griffin, the sweet baby brother, and the Forbes 30 Under 30 media luminary, lives in Austin, Texas, is a senior video producer for Polygon. Together with their father, a radio personality himself, the brothers produced the show. So, that's also what I want to talk about. It's really, really, really well edited. They obviously put a lot of work into this, or Griffin McElroy puts a lot of work into this. He's actually said in the bits between the podcasts, he's put more work into this and is more proud of it than anything else he's ever made, which I can totally understand, because the amount of editing, it's just really, really great. There's the music is in there, but I think what makes it so good is that a lot of the a lot of the actual games playing is taken out, so the story remains. Of course, when they say, oh, roll this dice, you hear them roll the dice and react to it and things, but there's obviously so much setup and so much floundering around and, you know, looking at rules, which is edited out. And they said in the latest podcast, when they're talking about the whole thing, they said, yeah, the last episode was about 2 hours, two and a bit hours long for the final finale, you know, the finale, the very end of that last chapter. And they said they recorded for about 3.5 hours. So I really, really appreciate the editing job that goes into all of these episodes to make it tight, to have, like, all of the fun moments, all of the funny moments, all of the drama moments included it within the story, but all of the bits around that just edited down so you can only get the good stuff. I really appreciate it. That, like I say, also the use of music is really great. At some point I'm like, oh, where do they get the music? This music fits in perfectly here. It's got a really nice, like, computer gamey kind of theme. And it turns out, oh, Griffin McElroy, he's making all that music too. And that's happened to me with a few different podcasts. I'm like, hey, this music fits what they're saying really well. Where does this come from? It's like, oh, right. The person is composing the music to fit the words. Ah, fancy that. And again, just that attention to detail is really great. It reminds me a bit, actually, of another podcast that became a story that I reviewed called, by Scott Sigler, The Starter. And some of his podcasts, he produced them episode by episode and narrated them episode by episode, but does all the digital effects on the voices to make the different voices and, you know, puts in all the sound effects and some theme music here and there. And I really appreciate it. It wouldn't work with a novel that's written as a novel, but a story which is written to include, you know, the storytelling process itself and sound effects and digital effects. If it's written to include those, yes, include them. If it's just someone's written a novel and then somebody else has gone, hey, let's do full cast audio, or let's put in sound effects in the background, or let's put in ambient audio, I'm like, no, don't like that at all. But if it's written for it, I really do appreciate it. What else have I got to say? Let's quickly look on the Wikipedia page again. Also, I like that's what I was wanting to say about the diverse cast. That it starts off and these are just three guys going on an adventure, but the cast does become more diverse and there are some interesting choices which are made with the sexuality of some of the characters and the gender fluidity of some of the characters, which is becoming, I do think, a much bigger theme in storytelling and different fiction that I'm reading, where it's just becoming now, it's almost like I have to remember that, oh, is this still notable? Or I have to make a decision, is it notable that some characters are, like, gender non-specific, or characters are saying they instead or other, you know, gender pronouns instead of he and she all the time? There's a character who is a they. What gender are they? Are they transgender? All that kind of stuff. And I know it's weird to say this, it's like, yeah, another storyteller is clicking onto this, or another novelist or someone else is going in this way where gender is, you know, gender and sexuality don't have to be commented on or don't have to be decided or whatever. And it's, for me, it's becoming interesting now that it is now, like, it's not even a remarkable thing when I read novels now where you don't know the genders of the person in people involved. Of course, it's very done very heavy-handedly. That's the word. Heavy-handedly in, say, a book like Ancillary Justice, where that is what the book is about. You know, so much of it is like every character is described as she. Another book that I'm reading is now it's all they. Alistair Reynolds with some of his characters is V and Ver. Like, V did this. This belonged to Vim. I think it's V is the word thing. And, you know, in the different way that the authors are working with that. It's sort of like it's so many books in a row now that I've read doing this. It's kind of not even notable anymore, which is interesting and I think enjoyable, because I'm quite I find it interesting to read books where I was like, okay, when a character turns up in a book, do they have to be male or female? Doesn't really matter. Do they have to be straight or gay? It doesn't matter until it comes into the story. Or do they have to be black or white? It doesn't matter. You know, these lots of different characteristics aren't described and they just come out with the writing. Like, it's not saying, this person is an angry person and stuff. It's like, yeah, but you just writing that they're angry is just bad writing. You shouldn't say that they're angry. You should show in their actions that they're angry. In the same way that you go, and this person was a homosexual and they did this, or this person was, you know, Latino and they did this. And you go, well, why are you writing it? Why doesn't that just come out of their character? Like, their character should be the thing that you're writing about rather than just a one-word descriptor that you can put into it. And I think it's fun that that Gendek, by just not being specific in the language or being specifically non-committal in the language of English language, you can do that. And that's what they do with this podcast in various places. I'm actually thinking of a different book that I'm reading now, which is doing exactly the same thing. I guess that's why it's in my mind. What else? It's really funny. The guys are really funny. They're like professional comedians and things. Of course, they, you know, I say they do this, you know, editor at a larger video game website and as an actor, Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and all that kind of stuff. And they have their own TV show, which I've not seen yet because it's not available outside of America, I guess. But yeah, they're kind of like professional comedians in their own right. Do you get onto the Forbes 30 under 30 list media luminary? I guess there's only 30 people on that. So these guys, pretty good. Or is that just... No, who's that? That's Griffin. Is there. Anyway, so I think that's it. I've talked half an hour about a podcast that I listen to, and which is, like I say, as a theme, as a story, it can stand alongside any novel, I guess. And as a comment on storytelling, it can stand alongside any other, you know, meta narrative about what storytelling is, which I find in any other novel. And it's really, really funny, and it's by far the best D&D playthrough podcast that I've listened to by quite a long way. And I would never normally stick with one. I enjoy, you know, I enjoy like 5 or 6 episodes or 10 episodes or however long like one adventure lasts. But 69 episodes is a lot to get through. So this is actually, it turns out, this is only the first adventure, complete adventure of the Adventure Zone. They just said that they're gonna, you know, mess around with some different ideas and then start on, you know, arc number 2. This is just the balance arc, as they say, the Adventure Zone, the balance arc, and there will be more characters, a new whole new world, in a totally different setup with different rules and different games that they're gonna play within the next arc. Don't know what's gonna happen yet, but maybe in about 3 to 4 years I'll do another episode here on the Science Fiction Book Review podcast where I talk about arc number 2, whatever that's going to be, which we'll find out in the future. So I look forward to doing that, and I look forward to seeing what the guys do next. What the brothers and their father do next. And as they said in the episode, it's sort of like, hey, yeah, here we are, 3 brothers and their dad playing D&D until it makes them cry. And I must admit, this, listen to some of these things, I don't think I actually cried, but there was some emotional moments and some fuck yeah moments that happened where I was, you know, on the edge of tears when different characters came back, and I was just like, oh boy. and some of that is manufactured, like at the end there's some different ways to bring characters back, and I was just like, oh, that's going to be great. And so many times I'm like, oh, I see what they're going to do, and that kind of thing happens. It's very, very satisfying, the resolution that some of these characters get. And because the guys have spent 3 years with the characters, and because I've spent since February and 82 hours with them, yeah, there's a lot invested in there. So I can't really rate this, because I generally, when it comes to movies and other media, I don't actually give it a star rating. It definitely would be a 5-star rating for this thing. But it's not going to be rated, because it's difficult to put this thing alongside 5-star rated books in the thing. So this will be an unrated piece of media, but only because it's not a book, and I don't rate movies and other things and nonfiction stuff when talking about it here on the Science Fiction Book Review podcast. So that's it. Anyway, check it out. audibletrial.com/SFBIP if you want to help support this podcast and get a free audiobook. You can do it there. This isn't available on there, but check it out. Anyway, audibletrial.com/SFBIP, and you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Luke Burridge. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Luke Burridge there. You can check out my stuff on YouTube. I'm Luke Burridge on YouTube. My channel is called Luke Burridge, so check that out there too. Email me, luke@juggler.net, if you've got any questions or anything at all. I reply to every email that I get. And the best thing to do is to go over to the goodreads.com SFBRP listener group. Just search for it there if you're already a member of Goodreads. Or even if you're not, become my friend on Goodreads and I can see what you think about various books that I'm reading or planning on reading, and recommend books to me in the correct thread in the SFBRP listener group over on goodreads.com. I think that's it for me for now. Thanks a lot for listening, and I'll catch you next time.